USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Futures markets were sharply lower just one day after the Fed hiked interest rates, the largest in three decades, in an effort to put a lid on rising inflation. Here is Revere Wealth Management market strategist Scott Fulman.
The Swiss National Bank raised their interest rate by 50 basis points, and that move was completely unexpected. But we also saw a 25 basis point increase out of London this morning.
So far this year, interest rates are up 1.5%. As Russia kept up attacks in eastern Ukraine on Thursday, a Ukrainian official said that tens of thousands of people have been killed since the start of the war in February. The Ukrainian defense minister specified the death toll in an interview, saying that the number of dead is well above all official accounts that have been reported thus far. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this Keep Fair. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys. And so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there, so I want to make sure you get the right product for you. Make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
According to China's foreign ministry, Chinese President Xi Jinping has told Kremlin leader Vladimir Putin that Beijing backs Russia's sovereignty and security interests in perhaps the clearest show of support since the start of the war in Ukraine more than 3 months ago. The two leaders spoke during a call on Wednesday, which was Xi's birthday, in the first known occasion that they have talked since February 25th, one day after Russia launched its full-scale assault on Ukraine. The Biden administration on Wednesday targeted a Russia-based white supremacist group by blacklisting three of its supporters, including a man who has raised millions of dollars to arm pro-Russian fighters in Ukraine's Donbas region. The U.S. Treasury Department sanctioned Alexander Zhukovsky and Stanislav Shevchuk, two men it described as key supporters of the ethnically motivated extremist group known as the Russian Imperial Movement. This is USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select Bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow. You always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
Egypt, along with the European Union and Israel, agreed to a natural gas deal Wednesday during a meeting in Cairo to halt dependence on Russian energy exports. The Egyptian petroleum minister, along with the European Commission president and Israel's energy minister, signed the agreement after a trilateral meeting. The Washington Post reports the increases will allow Israel to ramp up its gas output and export it through existing pipelines to Egyptian ports, where it will be liquefied and sent to Europe. A federal grand jury has indicted a California man for attempted murder after he traveled across the country and showed up near the home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh carrying a gun, a knife, and pepper spray. The Maryland grand jury returned the one-count indictment on Wednesday against 26-year-old Nicholas Roski of Simi Valley, California. Prosecutors say that Roski went from California to Maryland to assassinate Kavanaugh. Instead, he was captured near the justice's home last week. Police said that he called 911 on himself. According to MoneyFit.org, if you want to save fuel, avoid idling if you can. Just 1 minute of idling is enough to consume about half a gallon of gas per hour. Some of today's engines consume less gas if you turn them off and then restart them instead of letting them idle for a while. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.